A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Not Another Mummy Podcast with me, Alison Perry. Thanks so much for joining me again on the podcast. My guest today is Rosie Ramsey, actress, singer, podcaster, social media influencer and mum. Or as we say on the podcast, she's a slashy. Rosie's a great person to follow on Instagram because unlike a lot of people on there, she keeps it very real. In recent weeks, she has posted photographs of her boobs busting out of a bralette, a video of her dancing in her pants and a Victorian style blouse from ASOS. A photo of her boobs busting out of a red bikini and a video of her dancing in her undies. Oh, and also a photo of her manky pillow. The list goes on. So I thought she'd be a great person to chat about real life versus social media. We all know people who smugly post updates on Facebook and talk about how great their lives are, and we know that's not really always the case. So why do we filter our lives so heavily when we post stuff online? I chatted to Rosie and this is what she had to say. Welcome, Rosie.
Thank you so much for having me.
So chuffed to have you on the podcast. You were on Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning.
Yes.
So was that just like a bit of a warm-up for this then?
Yeah, that's what it, exactly that, yeah.
I might suggest to other guests that they just book themselves on national radio as a warm-up.
It was a bit intense, actually. They just get you there and then they ferry you straight into the studio, just like, hello, nice to meet you, get in. And it's like, oh.
Get in, do your thing, be entertaining.
Yeah.
Greg James is nice though, isn't he?
He is lovely. Very tall.
Yes, he is.
My gosh. He's about 6'5" or something, honestly.
You're quite diddy though. Do you not think everyone's a bit tall?
Yeah, to be fair, I'm only 5'1", so he was like, you could be 6 foot and tower over me. But what a lovely guy.
Yeah.
Really, nice. Really nice guy.
So, okay, you're one of my favourite people on Instagram. I don't mind being a bit gushy. You're one of my favourite people on Instagram.
Thank you.
And I came across you, I think, first of all, when a friend of mine did one of those Follow Friday things.
Right.
You know when you say, it's Friday and I'm going to recommend someone to follow.
Yes.
And I watched a few of your stories and I was like, this lady's funny, I'm going to watch her.
Oh, thanks.
And I said to my husband, I was like, oh, you need to follow this Rosie Ramsey. And he was like, that's Chris Ramsey's wife. And I was like, who?
Yes.
He's like the comedian. He's on like Mock the Week and panel shows and stuff. And I was like, oh, right. Anyway, Rosie Ramsey, you need to follow her.
Good stuff.
Do you find that more and more people are finding you through you rather than being the wife of a comedian?
I think I may have finally got rid of the Rosie Ramsey, wife of Chris Ramsey. To be honest, I don't really mind. Like, it's if someone's gonna do it. I'm sure I've probably done it to people who are married to people in the public eye. You know, he's my husband. I love him. I'm proud of him. So I don't mind being known as his wife. You know,
yeah.
But yeah, I think recently, the last say 3-4 months, I think I'm coming on my own, which is exciting and it's nice. Yeah.
So how do you describe what you do if you were to meet someone like a mum and baby group? Not that you go to mum and baby groups, but like a toddler group or yeah. You know, at the school nursery gates or the school gates, whatever. Well, what do you do? What do you say?
Gosh, I have no idea. Because I'm an actress, a singer, radio presenter in general, podcaster, full-time mum. Stuck in there as well. So I don't really know. I need to start coming up with what I am. Or Instagrammer.
Yeah.
Is that a job?
Yeah,
yeah.
Of course it is.
Yeah. So
apparently we're slashies. If you've got lots of jobs, you can call yourself a slashy. Because
Amazing.
You're like podcaster/mum/actress/
whatever
Slash.
Else.
Do you know slash means something completely different where I live?
I can guess what it means.
Desperate for a slash.
Yeah.
That's it. That's me. Slash.
Well, you can still call yourself a slashy if you want, but just like not where you know, not locally to where you are, otherwise you might get a few licks.
Like slashy. All right, okay.
Yeah, well, you know, you have a lot of strings to your bow, let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's it. I just kind of, over the years, I've just done whatever pays the bills, really. So, anything.
So you and Chris have started a podcast quite recently, haven't
we
you?
We have, yeah.
And it's been really successful.
Crazy successful. It's just gone back to the top of the charts, the show today, on the iTunes charts, which is berserk.
Do you think that's because you were on Radio 1? Do you think it has literally that effect?
It must have been, because we've been the top of the comedy charts for a few days, but then the shows, you know, they always change and stuff. But yeah, people must have just listened to it this morning, which is exciting.
That's amazing. Mm. That's so exciting.
I know.
What are your kind of grand plans for that TV show? Is it
going to
develop into a book? What is the Chris and Rosie brand? Where is it going to go?
No idea.
People love it, don't they?
It's gone so well. It's such a simple format as well. Like we did a couple of records, and our management were like, it's a bit boring. Do you not want kind of like features and, you know, different things? And we were like, not really, you know, because then it's just, you know, it's a bit intense.
Yeah.
And we've kept it so simple. And I think people like that.
I think that thing is keeping it simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you try to overcomplicate things, and it just gets a little bit
It's too
hard
much,
work.
Isn't it? Because it's so, I've started listening to podcasts loads, and they're so they're like right in your ears, and you just want them to be quite chilled, you know, not too intense. And so we're trying to do that, and it's going well, so I'm glad.
I always think my favourite podcasts are the one, this is a little bit meta, talking about podcasts on a podcast.
On a podcast.
But my favourite ones are always ones where it just sounds like you're listening in on people having a conversation.
Yeah.
And you almost get lost in it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I like.
Yeah, I agree.
Just keeping it simple.
Yes.
It's good. So yeah, social media is a funny old place.
Isn't it?
And I really wanted to chat to you about the whole, how we present ourselves on social media. You strike me as somebody who likes to keep it real.
I do, yeah.
So some of the things that you've put on social media recently, I hope you don't mind me
that's
them.
Fine.
You posted photographs of you, of your boobs busting out of a bralette.
Yeah.
You dancing in your undies.
Yeah.
You, just last week, this made me lol, as the kids say. You, in your pants, wearing a Victorian-style blouse from ASOS, singing Oompa-pa.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Your boobs busting out of a red bikini. Your manky pillow, that was a good one.
That is scruffy, that pillow, yeah.
I mean, you don't mind, do you?
No, what's the point in trying to be something that you're not? I haven't got the energy, and I haven't got the, I don't think I have the skill set to be able to do it properly. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, but I think, I don't believe you. I think that if you wanted to, you could.
Be a bit more,
I'm not saying you
prim
should.
And proper.
You do the, I've seen you doing that kind of Mickey take of vloggers.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got on your highlights, on your Instagram, you've got a whole load of you almost doing the sort of sketch.
Rosie Mamsie.
Yeah. Where you're kind of gently ribbing, not being nasty.
Oh, gosh,
it's not,
yeah.
You can tell you're not being nasty, but gently ribbing people who kind of go on to social media and present their lives as being something amazing.
Do you know, yeah, and people love it. The ones I was watching, millions of views, because I wanted to do vlogging, and I thought, I'm going to have to research this a bit. And I just started watching them, and I was like, I could never get Robin to sit still for that long. My house isn't that tidy, you know, I don't always have a full face of makeup. And the more I watched them, the more I was like, that's not real life, you know? And so, yeah, I did a little Mickey take, but it's not to anybody in particular.
No.
And it's very much, it was funny because a lot of vloggers, I got messages from a lot of big vloggers going, this is hilarious. And I was like, all right, okay.
Well, right in the middle of your highlights reel of doing it, you've got Giovanna Fletcher.
Yeah, she was
crying with laughter because she's watching it. Which I think shows that you're obviously not doing it in a mean way.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And to be honest, the more extreme ones didn't get didn't get in touch because it was some terrible ones. No names mentioned. No.
Go and mention some names.
No. Not a chance.
It is mad though. When if you're watching YouTube and you do sometimes watch these videos and think, how is your house that tidy all the time? And how are you getting your kids, just to sit still and look angelic?
Yeah.
And you always look amazing. And you watch it and you feel a bit like, I don't relate to that. Like, that's not what my chaotic, messy, slightly sweaty upper-lipped life is like.
Totally agree. I personally don't like these videos because I don't think they're very good for mental health, and I will say that because I think if when I've been a bit down or whatever, you watch these and you think, why isn't my life this lovely and perfect and curled hair in the park, with the kids on bikes and stuff? And it's not always like that.
Mm.
And I think with my Instagram, what I like to do is just show a little bit of, like, it's all right to... Can I say a swear word?
You can.
It's all right to sometimes be a bit shit, And once I did that, it was the response that I got was really... A lot of people kind of saying, I've just had a baby. I've put on 4 stone. I don't want to leave the house, I don't know. I don't feel great when I look at my Instagram. I was like, nobody does.
Mm.
Everyone's in the same boat. Don't worry about it, You'll get out the house when you get out the house. Don't watch these videos and feel like that's what you need to do, because that, unfortunately, most of the time is staged. And it's there for a purpose and it's great, but don't watch it if you don't want to feel like that.
I think it's really important in those situations to try and curate what you're looking at, whether it's on YouTube or Facebook, or everyone's got some annoying person on Facebook who's always, boasting about being a bit smug and, my life's so perfect, and just hide them, just mute them.
Mute.
So you can't see them anymore.
Do it all the time.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to unfollow or unfriend, because that'll hurt their feelings. Mm-hmm. There's no point in, being mean about it. But just, you don't need to see it.
So absolutely not.
Kind of picking and choosing what you expose yourself to, I think, is a really good thing to do.
I agree. And then being aware and keeping an open mind and being a bit switched on to actually, when you look at stuff, going, that's what they do. That's, that's their job, to make everything look pretty. And that's great, because I follow loads of people who... It's quite fake, but it's like, it's nice and it's lovely and it's good to look at. But you've got to just remember when you're looking at it that they'll have staged that picture. It'll have took probably an hour to get ready. Just try and think of all that if you're sat there in your dressing gown, on your third wine.
Yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's funny though, isn't it? Because some of this stuff has almost become just ingrained in us. Like, if I'm taking a picture for Instagram, like I would never have, if I was taking a picture, say, of like my glass of wine or something, I wouldn't have all like my dirty dishes piled up, next to the sink, next to it. I would always just swing round and have like a plain wall behind me or something. And I'm like, where has that come from? Like, everyone has a pile of dirty dishes at some point next to the sink, or their dirty laundry piled up next to the washing machine.
Yeah.
But we've become conditioned to not show that on social media. And it's kind of crazy.
It is really strange. And I think it's from... I've never thought this before, actually, but I think it's from, like, big celebrities kind of, it's filtered down from them with the perfect lifestyle, you know, and then it's just filtered into the masses of this is how everything should be, perfect houses. Yeah, yeah. Like you say, everything just shoved to one side of the counter.
Yeah,
in a lovely,
because if you watch like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they have the most amazing, beautiful houses, don't they? And there's not like clutter everywhere. It's all like tidy, and that's kind of what you almost like subconsciously aspire to live like.
Oh yeah, but they'll have four housekeepers, you know, on rotation, like 24 hours a day. You know, they'll have nine cleaners come into their house, and it's just trying to remember that instead of looking at it thinking, I wish my life was like that. Well,
I also think it's kind of it's the kind of like almost like the equivalent of, you know, when you've got, you know, friends or relatives coming round for lunch, you'll run round and do a quick tidy up, and you'll like shove things in cupboards and drawers and do, you know, a quick dust. And it's almost like, because we are inviting the world into our house every day. I mean, not the world, but, you know, you're putting pictures on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever. You want to almost have this kind of like public facing, we're tidy, we're clean, you know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that, you know, shoving things in drawers thing, but all the time, every day.
Yeah.
Which no one can keep up all the time.
Some people do. Listen, it's crazy. Some people I've seen, they've never got anything on them benches. I'm like, where's all your stuff? Where's your stuff, love?
It's like, even like my 8-year-old watches like YouTubers, like kids, and they'll be sat in their mum and dad's kitchen making a video. And I'm looking behind them thinking, these surfaces are clear. And these huge kitchens, they're obviously doing well for themselves.
Oh,
you know, like mum and dad have been able to get a whole new kitchen based on
their kid doing YouTube.
Exactly, you know. And the surfaces are clear and there's no stuff. And I'm thinking, where's all your stuff?
I know. I've stopped kind of clearing my surfaces and stuff now. My husband's a bit, you know, he likes a really tidy, clean house. So he does quite a lot and I'm a bit of a slob. So our house is usually like, you know, it's never like a bomb site, you know. But I personally, I've stopped putting the dishes away if I do a video, and I just can't be bothered. I've always got there's always clothes hanging in our utility room constantly.
That's real life.
It is real life. And, you know, I think people want to see that.
I think that it's almost a relief. Like, if I was to watch you and, you know, you've got your laundry and whatever, it's almost a relief. And I remember I follow a few kind of like interiors Instagrammers and I've seen a couple of them, because they'll obviously have amazing, beautiful pictures of like their utility room. Mm. I aspire to having a utility room. That's how I know I've made it in life, if I've got a utility room. And someone, when I know, posted a picture of their utility room, and then you swiped and it shows you what it was really like.
Yes, I might have seen that.
And it had like, and it had like welly boots, and I think, you know, in one of them the dog was like just like, you know, lounging, looking gorgeous. And there was like muddy footprints everywhere, and it was just like the most amazing, refreshing thing. It's like, like a
it's
relief.
Not always like that, like a magazine. Yeah,
like even amazing interiors bloggers and Instagrammers have a reality.
Yeah, because it's lived in, isn't it? The houses are lived in.
Yeah.
Katie to come into the woods. She did a full blog of loads of pictures of the different, and I was like, looking, thinking, oh, thank God, because her house is beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah, no, it's a real relief.
Yeah.
So how do you decide then what to share and what to keep private? Because obviously, you know, I think you're probably quite well known for sharing your life and your thoughts. And so where do you kind of draw the line? How do you, what are your boundaries?
Boundaries, because my little boy Robin gets involved quite a lot, I would never video him and having a tantrum or anything like that. I don't think anyone needs to see. I'll explain that he has, you know, but I don't think anyone needs to see him crying. And I've got to kind of try to be aware of the fact that one day he might go, Mom, I'm really annoyed that you plastered me all over the internet when I was a kid. So try to be careful of that. It's hard. I'm trying to think what I wouldn't share. I overshare quite a lot, if I'm honest. But obviously me and Chris have still got a private life, you know. It's not bare all, bare your soul. Although the podcast is a little bit like that.
Do you think because you are both funny, you can kind of get away with a lot, and then you can still have your like your real private life?
I think so, but we're quite like that in in real life, you know. Mm. We're very much open door policy into our lives, all of our friends and family, you know. And that's kind of just migrated into the podcast. Mm. See, this is because Chris has been doing stand-up. We've been together for 7 years, and he was doing stand-up when we met anyway. But every year he's kind of involved me a little bit more in his shows. And there is some stuff that he's like, can I put that in? And I'm like, no, you can't, you know. And he's put some stuff in before without telling me.
Has he?
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of stuff?
Oh, well, it was in one, I think it's not last tour, but the one before. When I was pregnant, I had a little toosy accident in Nando's, right?
A toosy accident, right?
Basically, I shit myself. And
In Nando's. I love the detail. It was in Nando's.
Were you
having extra hots or lemon and herb?
I wish it had been something like that. No, I was really constipated because you get really constipated, and I don't think I've been in the toilet for a few days. And I was kind of like doing squats to try and move my bowels.
Just in the middle of the restaurant?
In the toilet. Oh, my gosh, in the toilet.
Okay. Oh. I'm glad we clarified that.
Yeah, thank God.
Okay.
So I was doing squats in the toilet and, a little bit came out on the floor. And I was just like, oh, Jesus. And then I stood in it and then went outside and had to throw my shoes away and told Chris and was like...
Hang on, you threw your shoes away?
I stood in it one shoe... But it wouldn't come out. It was like in all the. It was like a flip flop, and it had grooves in the bottom. So it was just full.
You just have washed it, like, because if you'd been out, like, you know, on the street and you'd stepped in some dog poo,
I know.
Would you have thrown your shoes away?
I think I was just so, you know, like
disgusted.
I just shit myself.
Well,
I guess
human poo and dog poo. Maybe it's a bit
I mean,
different.
You're right. It was my own poo, but I just think I was like, I can't deal. So I just left my shoes. And then Chris put it in his show as in, like, you know, when you see a random shoe. That's what it is. But honestly, so he put that in his show and he did loads of warm-up shows to try and gauge where the laughs come from. And he did it a few times and he hadn't told me, but then he was like, Rosie, it's like...
It's getting the laughs.
It's getting the laughs. And I was like, right, okay, I would like a new bag. Thanks.
Did you really?
Yeah,
I love it.
Got a nice handbag.
I love it. Well, why not? Why not get something out of it?
Damn right.
So now you're encouraging them to put lots of more other stuff, like, oh, don't talk about this or that, and then...
Yeah, actually, yeah, I've never even thought about that.
Yeah.
There was some... What was in the last... No, he was quite nice to me the last time. Robin's getting it all now. It's great.
He?
Yeah. He's like, let off me a bit.
He's so cute, your little boy.
Oh, thank you. He's like, no bother, bless him.
Is he like the third member of cast?
Yes. Yeah, and do you know what? He's really taken to kind of being... in front of the camera, and we never thought he would. I don't know, he always just thought he'd either be really quiet and reserved or a total extrovert.
Was that ever going to happen, that he was going to be quiet
never.
And reserved?
It was never going to happen, was it? Our house, gosh, he talks so loud, you know, like he's got a really, really loud bellowing voice. If I'm standing outside the nursery door, I can just hear him over the other kids.
Yeah.
And I once said to my mum, I was like, Mum, do you think he's got a problem with his ears? I was like, he talks so loud. My mum was like, have you ever been in your house? Me and Chris are so loud. So Robin's just, oh gosh, bless him, so loud.
What kind of mum would you say you are? Like, you know, when the cameras are off and it's just you guys at home, how would you describe, you know, what kind of mum you are to Robin?
I'd like to think that I'm quite fun. You know, like, I've got an acting background, so we do a lot of, like, daft things, dressing up and stuff like that. We do that in general. It's never for Instagram or for anything. That's just how we do. We sing and dance a lot. We've always got Alexa on, kind of dancing around. Loving. My own mum was so loving and still is very much. When we were kids, it was like we were constantly cuddled and kissed. And I absolutely do that with Robin. So does Chris, like, to the point where he's like, get off me. But then I can be quite strict as well. So it's a nice balance, I think. But I think I'm quite a cool mum.
Yeah.
Cool mum. Can you say that about yourself?
I kind of think anyone who thinks they're a cool mum probably
isn't a cool mum. Oh gosh.
Sorry.
You see?
Sorry to break this to you.
Shit. Got it.
Ask Robin in 10 years' time. if you're a cool mum.
I know. Show on my Instagram when I've got my underboob hanging out. You'd be like, mum, that is not cool. That's so not cool.
So who do you like following on Instagram and social media? Who are the people that you like watching?
Currently, I love a bit of Celeste Barber.
She's amazing.
I've always loved her. I'm a bit more keep it real kind of thing. But a bit of everything, really. The usuals, all the usuals. Comics as well. I do like interiors because they're just always nice to look at. But I actually try and keep my Instagram really... I don't follow that many people, considering how many followers I've got.
How many followers have you got?
Oh, gosh. I don't know, actually. I think it's 119 today.
119.
Bit crazy, isn't it? it's got momentum, like.
Picking
it keeps
up a pace.
Picking up, yeah.
Yeah.
But
I did like it when you were trying to get to 100,000 and... You said to Robin, what are you going to do when Mummy gets 100,000? And what did he say?
He's going to pump in a glass.
He's going to pump in a glass.
Pump in a glass. Honestly, scruff.
I loved it.
He's so funny.
What a way to celebrate.
I know, yeah. Let's all pump in glasses. We didn't do it, by the way. Promise. Not even in secret.
I'm so disappointed to hear that.
I know. Gosh, we should all just be farting in cups. Didn't happen. No, it didn't happen. Yeah. But yeah, I like to keep my following quite small, and I've got a lot of friends and family because I don't know, but I still really like Instagram and I like using it. But if I can't keep up, I physically can't keep up with how much goes on. So I'm keeping it small. And then, but I like to have a little neb around, but I might just not follow, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just to keep it a bit easier.
I think that's a good idea. I think you've got to use social media in a way that works for you and not feel like you've got to, you know, the same way that you shouldn't feel that you have to post certain things or hide certain things or...
Oh, totally. Like this, what is the algorithm? What is that? I hear this Instagram algorithm all the time and
Do you want me to explain it to you?
Yeah, I actually do because do you know what? It might... I don't know. I should probably be doing it.
The Instagram algorithm will basically show you content that it thinks you want to see. So if you like someone's photographs or you comment on someone's photographs, it will show you that person's photographs in future.
Right,
so it's trying to second guess what you want from the app.
Well, that's annoying.
So there you go. So that's why you get a lot of people trying to encourage people to like and comment on their photographs.
Right.
So that their photographs are seen.
Okay. Well, I had no idea what
And it's
that
very
meant.
Clever, but it's also a bit annoying because sometimes you will realise that for the last 6 months you have not seen one picture from somebody and you're like, but
Where
I really like that person.
Yeah.
And I really want to see what they're up to. And I feel like I've missed out on 6 months of their lives.
That's so sad. Why are they doing this to us?
I bumped into somebody at an event a few weeks ago, a lady who I follow on Instagram, and she follows me. And she looked at me and she was like, last time I saw you, you were pregnant. Have you had the baby? And I'm like, I've had two babies.
Babies, yeah.
And she was like, what? You've had twins? And I'm like, keep up, love.
So she had just not seen any of your stuff?
Maybe she'd unfollowed me and that was her being polite, Rosie.
God, that's rude.
It's a bit awkward, isn't
it? Oh, God.
No, genuinely, I hadn't seen any of her stuff either for like 6 months.
It's so funny that you say that because sometimes I'm like, gosh, these post a lot. Like, but it's just because I see everything that they do.
Yeah, or maybe they are just posting a lot.
Or maybe they just post a lot. Yeah, there is some people post so much. I'm like, whoa.
Slow down.
Slow. But that's really interesting, actually.
Yes, there you go. Instagram lessons from Alison Perry.
Thank you.
Next week, tune in. I'll tell you.
What else are you going to tell us? Twitter? Yeah. Oh, God, I hate Twitter. It's so depressing.
Listen, Rosie, thank you so much for being my guest today. It has been a delight to chat to you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks so much to Rosie. She is just as funny and bubbly in real life as she is online. So I really enjoyed that. And thank you to you for listening today. Please go online and review, rate and subscribe to the podcast. And I shall catch up with you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.